From the Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Alyssa Pedgick. Happy Monday, everyone. I hope you enjoyed your weekend, and the really pleasant weather conditions will carry on over into this week. So that's the good news there. Today will be full of sunshine for you with temperatures in the mid-80s. And this dry weather really remains in place all the way through Thursday with temperatures slowly on the rise. We will rise back feeling more like summer than fall into the upper 80s, close to 90 degrees, especially by Wednesday for many inland neighborhoods. These warmer temperatures really won't last too terribly long because then our next cold front will be moving through, bringing a few showers Friday and Saturday, but still much of the area looking mainly dry. And if you do get any rain, it will just be a shower, not looking at much rain of any consequence. Behind the front, we do turn cooler again heading into this next weekend, back with high temperatures in the low 80s. And of course, if you want to see our 7-day forecast, you can just head to actionnewsjax.com. Also, something really shocking. Friday is October 1st, the month of October right around the corner. Our average high and low on October 1st, our average high is 85, low is 67. Now, breaking down really some of the fall average temperatures, October 31st on Halloween, average low 55, high 77. November 30th, average low 47, high 70 degrees. And then December 20th, average low 43 degrees, average high 66. So from this point on, we'll continue to see our average high and low temperatures slowly be on the decline. And if you haven't noticed already, I feel like in a lot of these discussions that I've done, I am obsessed with fall. I just love fall so much, seeing the leaves change and things like that. Unfortunately, we don't have that here locally. But something I found really interesting that I wanted to share with you guys is that we do have changes in our skies in terms of changing from seasons, especially summer to fall. So summer, a clear sky actually looks more muted or a pale blue. But in the fall, if you look up at the sky, it's more of a deeper, more crisp blue. And if you're wondering why it looks bluer in the fall, it's actually because we have lower humidity. Of course, we know in the summer we have really high oppressive humidity, but in the fall we have lower humidity, which means fewer water droplets in the sky to create any type of direct scattering of some of the shorter wavelength colors, which are blues and purples. If you want to learn more, you can actually check it out by going online and typing in Raleigh scattering. But not only is it because we have lower humidity, but also the sun is at a lower angle in the sky due to the change of seasons, which allows for those shorter wavelength colors to be able to access really quickly through our atmosphere and actually make it to our naked eye, which creates more of the vivid blue, deep, crisp blue color of the sky in the fall. All right, and that will do it. I hope you guys do something great this week and enjoy the last few days of September. I'm Action News Jax, meteorologist Alyssa Pedgick for 104.5 WOKV.